Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Ah, when Universal, when the audience have been Rulo. I don't got but what?
What?
I don't know. Start, like... I used to remember rap songs very quick, but now I don't really remember them so quick.
Mm.
It's bad memory now.
I remember every song. I remember every song.
All of them? After one listen?
Every song in the world I know.
Yeah. Like it's a little jukebox.
It's a little talent of mine, yeah.
Throw a euro in your mouth and you start singing a song?
20 cent.
Like that Krusty the Clown fella.
Dancing
like,
Pete.
Like the one from Eddie
Rock. Oh, who gave him $5?
Anyway... This is the bonus episode where we answer the questions.
That's what we do.
Oh, handsome Pete.
Fuck.
Lame. Now talk about bad memories.
Jesus. Yeah,
talk about bad
memories. The bonus, yeah.
That was bad.
Bonus.
Shame on you.
I am ashamed.
I'm disappointed in you.
What's that anyway?
Now I'm disappointed in you.
What is it?
I'm disappointed in both of you.
Handsome Pete.
The dancing. Yeah. Watch The Simpsons, man.
Fuck The Simpsons.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
We literally spent half an hour talking about how much he hates The Simpsons.
I don't hate The Simpsons. I actually like The Simpsons. It's just, it's not good anymore.
No.
No, it's not.
And I said that Amy like has it on the background most days, like, and it's just fucking...
Do you think if Conan O'Brien came back, it would be good again?
No.
No? It's just gone.
Get into the writing. Yeah. They've done so much, like... There's one or two new ones that's not bad. But there's a hell of a lot that are shit. Any questions?
Yep. The first is... It's not so much a question.
Now you have to send in questions, not statements.
Jessica tells us... or I suppose it is a question.
Oh, well then, yeah.
She starts off with, can you please mention that Gavin Tracy ran a 5K loop of Ballymun 10 times?
Okay.
Getting chased by the guards, he was.
Can you mention that, please?
Okay, shout out to Gavin Tracy for running 5K around Ballymun. How many times?
10.
Fair play to you.
How big is Ballymun? Like, how much of a run is that?
It's still 5K.
Yeah. Oh, it's just 5K?
5K loop.
All right. 10 times, so 50K. Well, fucking hell, Gavin Tracy.
What did he rob?
Hey!
Ooh.
You. Was it runners?
Yeah.
What are you best?
He was wearing them.
So Gavin is Jessica's partner, and she says he's always messing, asking, does Darren Conway know I ran a 5K loop 10 times of Ballymundo? So he always, apparently that's what he asked her. Now you do.
I could just picture him just chilling with the missus and being like, yeah, well, does Darren Conway know that I ran 5K 10 times around Ballymun?
She says he says it constantly.
I like that. That's a bit of me. That's a bit of me.
So now you know.
Yeah. Fair play to you, Gavin.
You should give him a little shout out.
Oh, give him a shout out. Will I give him a shout out on this again?
Yeah, go on.
Shout out to Gavin Tracy for running 5K around Ballymun 10 times. Did you know that he did that?
Isn't that a very unfortunate second name?
Tracy?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, that's my auntie's name.
It's a woman's name. Gav. And Gav is such a Gav. Tracy.
What if he has a relation? Or his ma or something. It's like Tracy.
Tracy.
TT. Double T.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if you're... I mean, I think he's talked about your surname before.
Ah, but it's not a woman's name. It's a fucking ugly name. McGuckin. It sounds like
it's a long one.
Getting something out of your throat. McGuckin. And how do you spell that? That's literally... Anytime I say my second name...
McGuckin.
Yeah, well, I know
that from emails.
Wow. I'm so impressed.
When people ask for Joe's email, I'm like, oh, what is it, MCG? Yeah.
It's a poxy second name, but Tracy.
What about Conway?
Conway's a cool name. The Con Man.
Do things my way, do things the Conway.
Oh, yeah. Do the Conway. That could be a dance, like. Do the Conway. Conway.
Let's go forward with the Conway dance.
Everybody do the Conway. Someone make this a song. Everybody do the Conway. Can you do the Conway? Come on, everyone do the Conway. You know you can do the Conway.
You know you can do it. Keep doing it. Because that's the Conway.
Yeah.
Someone's put that out there.
Make that happen.
There's a beat in the making there.
Make that happen.
Anything else happening in question world?
Okay, next one. Remember our friend James from Georgia.
James from Georgia, yeah. I thought we would have shook him off now with the last listener questions.
What did he say last time?
Last time he replied to Joe's extremely ungrateful response to
James's
Spice Bag.
Yeah, the AI stuff, yeah.
So last time we asked James how he started listening to the podcast.
I'd love to hear an update, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, does he have one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
So he says, long story short, I started listening to the podcast the day the lads were guests on The Two Johnnies.
Well, I wasn't a guest on The Two Johnnies. So I just don't know if this... I think this guy is just lying.
Is that Johnny Smacks?
Well, maybe he's just talking about you then, Darren. Okay. So he's talking about Darren there.
We were on the radio show. Maybe he was listening to the radio show.
Oh, well, there you go now.
Okay, I take it back.
The link is The Two Johnnies anyway.
Link is The Two Johnnies tipped him off.
But that's even more... Tipped him off. Hey.
Ah, oh, because
tip.
Yeah, okay. James says, but still, I'm an American listening to an Irish podcast. So the longer story shorter, I've been fascinated by Ireland and everything related to it since I was a teenager. He's now 42. So I've been actively seeking out all of the Irish content I can get since my early days. Class. I'm happy to be your American correspondent. I can't tell you how excited I've been to get so much airtime on my favourite podcast. I literally listen to old episodes every day, waiting for the new episodes to come out.
That's amazing.
That's insane. That's great for the algorithm, so thank you.
Just say thank you. He just said that's great. You go, it's great for the algorithm.
It's good for us. Callous. Keep listening.
Prick.
To the old episodes. That's class, though. What else should he listen to if he's trying to tap into Irish culture?
Father Ted.
Ah, Father Ted. I'm sure
he's watched that now.
If that's going to be the stage
of his Irish.
Something more obscure, maybe Naked Camera.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Naked Camera would be a good touchstone.
Ross and Aroon. Be difficult. Be a difficult one.
Prime Time.
Free gaff,
yeah.
Free gaff on the RT player stream now.
Yeah, in all countries.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yeah, so you can get that. The news.
The news.
The news is a good one. 6-1 news.
Yeah.
9 o'clock news. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock news, probably a bit too early. You'd be in bed probably at that point.
Bit of mass.
Sunday mass.
You should come over.
Get yourself on
a flight. Get on the podcast if he comes over.
Get a spice bag. Well, I mean, nobody's ever getting a spice bag, but...
I'll tell you...
You can have a real spice bag, and you could talk to Joe about his make-believe spice bags.
Cool. If he comes over, he can do the bonus episode with us.
I'll have to do it remotely. I don't trust being in the room with you. James doesn't like me.
James loves you. You're his favourite podcaster.
Yours favourite podcaster.
This is his favourite podcast.
You're one of his favourite podcasters. You're associated with his favourite podcast.
He loves you.
Do you love me, James?
The amount of airtime he's getting. He's loving this.
Come here, James. James, do you mind if I call you Jim?
Giving him a little pep talk there. Yeah.
He's fucking loving
James
it.
He fucking loves you, man.
Jimmy. Jim. Jim Bob.
Do you love me? While you're listening, could you maybe pass the message of Stala to your other American friends?
Yeah.
We build a bit of a cult following in... where's he from in America?
Georgia.
In Georgia, little. Might go over. Might do a bit of a live show over there.
Morris' parents lived in Georgia.
There we go.
Full circle. Any more zingers, bud?
Reese has what he says is a conspiracy theory.
Pieces. Reese out of Malcolm in the Middle.
He says, how do bus drivers go to the toilet if they're already on their route and they need to go? Do they just stop? He says he's never seen it happen before. That's not a conspiracy theory. I have seen that happen.
Where'd he stop?
I haven't.
Well, I mean, not on a Dublin bus.
Yeah.
But I've seen bus drivers on longer journeys stop.
Yeah, I've seen that. But I haven't seen Dublin bus drivers ever stop for a piss.
But that's what they would do.
Dublin bus drivers don't piss.
I think the journey isn't long enough.
Yeah, but you know, like sometimes you just like need to go.
They have a hole in their seat and they just drop a deuce. They just drop a deuce while they're driving. Like that. That's where they look so cranky all the time. They're just squeezing like one out. Pinching one.
You never said thank you.
Thanks. Homer's in the hoppable.
Homer.
Do it.
Homer is in the hoppable. That's a good one, that.
That's my favourite one you've done, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
That is one of the best.
I love it.
It's brilliant.
So true, so close to home.
Not so anymore. Not
it's
anymore.
Your finest performance. You've never embodied a character more than that bus driver.
I was waiting for the moment for that to happen.
Stellar job I have to do.
Stellar job.
It was Stella, wasn't it?
Oh, Stella, yeah.
No, I got the reference correct.
I love that everyone's just walking off. But like, there's moments in that sketch that aren't even right. People are walking off just saying thank you, and you're like, as if you don't give a fuck what they're saying. But the one person that doesn't say thank you, you're like, hey, 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 hey. You never said thank you. I love it. Any more questions?
Yeah. Erica wants to know, if you, with festival season coming up, if you could play a gig, she doesn't specify if this is music or comedy or like a solid live show, but if you could play a gig at any festival anywhere in the world, which one would you pick?
That one that was fucking...
You can pick ones that don't exist anymore.
Remember that one?
Oh,
that Woodstock. Yeah,
Woodstock 99. Yeah, yeah. You go to Woodstock.
Woodstock 99. Yeah.
Main stage.
Next to Limp Bizkit. Oh, what was that other fucking festival that was advertised as like this unbelievable, magical...
The one at Fire Festival?
Fire Festival, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone play at that? Or was, did it just go tits up before that could even happen?
Fuck. Nothing happened. Yeah, they got there and there was like just these raggedy tents.
They were in like...
Wasn't it cheese and lettuce? In
airplane hangers and everything. Like,
yeah.
It was like locations for it. And it's just, it was on a fucking runway, wasn't it?
An old airbase, US airbase.
It was on an island somewhere, yeah?
Yeah, Fire Island. I think that's what it was called.
Yep.
Woodstock, yeah, fuck it.
You go for Woodstock 99 or 69?
Woodstock 2025.
Oof.
It's just one of those days.
It has to be 6 and 9 though. Because it was 90, cause it was 96, wasn't it? Because it was 6-9
it has to
upside
be
down.
Does it?
It wasn't 99, it was.
So we have to wait till 2069.
No, it can be you. We'll add in the condition. This can be any festival. You can travel through time for this. So you can go back to 99 and play just before Limp Bizkit come on.
Yeah.
Or just after, when it's really kicked off.
Oh, yeah. After place.
So the place is on fire and you're standing up going, who invented camping?
Henry the Tenth. Oh, yeah. Tent's on fire.
Do you remember the Pope came to Dublin? Well, you don't remember, but the Pope came to Dublin in like, when was that? The 60s? 60s?
Yeah.
That might have been 69 as well.
It's that open top thing or like he was in this kind of like... There's like cover over him or something?
Probably. No, this would have been before. This was that only came after John Paul was shot.
All right.
So this one, it was when he went to the cross, the papal cross in Phoenix Park and said a mass.
You used to roll down that.
There was a million people there.
Didn't even know there was a million people in Ireland back then.
On O'Connell Street. So I'm like, once the Pope gets off, I'd love to go up there and tell it like half, do a half an hour set. that is my festival.
Give it up for Pope.
Yeah. One level up to Jesus, like an audience with the Pope. Yeah, 20 minutes at the Daniel O'Connell statue right after the Pope. Or before the Pope. I'd warm up for the Pope. I'd warm him up. I'd warm him up real good.
Tell any jokes about the church? I'd have to.
Oh, you'd have to. Yeah. It wasn't really out though then, was it? I'd like to know what year that was when the Pope came to Ireland and done that.
We'll tell you after this.
70 something.
Yeah. Okay. 70 something.
70 something.
That was a good year.
70 something was a good year. Yeah.
I like the '70s. Doesn't get enough credit. I don't think the music. Mwah, mint.
I love the '30s. The music.
Yeah. Swinging '20s. What about that?
Oh yeah.
I'd like to go back to. I would like to go to one of the Great Gatsby's parties and do a little bit of MC work, a little bit of crowd work at that. That would be good. Would you? Yeah. Or Beethoven. I always want to know what the crowds were like when Beethoven came on stage. Were they like, you, Sixth Symphony? No.
No. They were all just like silent and just letting it happen.
With binoculars on sticks. Yeah.
Literally.
I can see his wig. And... I like that. Will we end this bonus episode here?
Will we call it a day there?
Or do you have any more questions?
No, let's wrap it up.
Right. That's a wrap.
Wrapped up there. Right. Talk to you on... Wednesday when the main episode is out.
Stall it at goloudnow.com for the emails.
Yes,
get them in while it's hot. The emails are hot. Fucking what am I talking about?
I don't know. The router is hot. Talk to you in a bit. Thanks for listening.